Hey, lovely. In today's episode, we're talking about how to use your Sunday to be more productive for the rest of the week. And I have a free download for you with my checklist on all the tasks that I use on Sunday in order to be ready for Monday. So if you want to download that checklist, go to busymombeauty.com and download from the show notes. And if you want to hear more about how I structure my Sunday, stay tuned. Hey, lovely. You're listening to the Busy Mom Beauty Podcast, crafted to empower hardworking mamas like yourself to pursue your passions and enhance your beauty. I'm your host, blogger, beauty guide, and baseball mom, Steph Thorne. Check in every week for heartfelt conversations about self-care, mom life, goal setting, and organization. Are you ready? Let's go. This episode is sponsored by the Sweatpants and Chill Retreat, the only all-women's conference focused on building the foundation of your mind, body, and business through the Relax, Relate, and Release method. Plus, you can get it all done in sweats or jeans or whatever you want to wear. Let's meet in Alexandria, Virginia this November to relax and pursue our passions together. For more info, visit stephthorne.link/SPC and use the coupon code SPC2019VIP for $25 off the VIP experience. Okay, so here is a big confession about me. I tend to procrastinate on projects and activities that either scare me or I dread doing. And sometimes the procrastination isn't just about me sitting on the couch watching Netflix. I find I make myself quote unquote busy in an effort to procrastinate on a project I really need to get done. So for example, yesterday I was supposed to wash the dishes. And admittedly, this is my least favorite chore. I'll do just about anything to avoid it. So I decided I'm gonna reorganize my kitchen cabinets. Great. It ended up being a wonderful organizational win, right? Because now my cabinets are all straightened out and I threw away anything that was expired or out of date or I wasn't going to use, but it wasn't what I needed to get done. Yesterday, I needed to wash the dishes so that I could start on dinner. So I still wasn't done doing dinner. It took me an extra hour because then I had to wash all the dishes that I needed in order to cook. If I had just spent that time doing what I was supposed to do, I probably would have gotten everything done much more quickly. But that is my confession. I tend to procrastinate on those things that need to get done. So I've had to really start dialing in on how to use my time more effectively. And Sunday is the perfect example. Welcome to my Sunday. And these are the tasks that I use in order to be more productive. I started using a Sunday checklist, and I committed to myself that I would only work on one task at a time. So it doesn't mean I would open up all my tabs on my computer and try to do 50 things and never get any of them done. I take my checklist on Sundays one task at a time. Once I've completed it, I check it off and I move on to the next thing. If you want a copy of my Sunday checklist and you can customize it to make it work for your Sunday, check out the show notes at busymombeauty.com and download my Sunday checklist. So here's what's on my checklist. Number one, I clear out my inbox. So I'm one of those people with tens of thousands of unread emails in my inbox. And I know it frustrates other people when they see my phone and the number in the corner says 22,000 plus. I know it was too many to clean up from that point. So I, one, started another email account that I use for blogging and business, but I also downloaded a few different apps, and I'll include them in the show notes, that help me reorganize my emails and do one big delete of things that I just don't need. So when I go in and clear out my business email account, I make sure I flag or follow up notes on every email so that I know where I need to start on Monday morning and I don't have to worry that I have something new I need to add to my task list. It's already been sorted out. The second thing on my list is plan my wardrobe. So I pick out my workout fits for the week on Sunday night and do laundry for any of the items that need to be cleaned so that they're already ready, hanging up in my closet. It makes my morning super easy and I feel so much more put together because I've had time to think about my wardrobe choices instead of just winging it 10 minutes before I need to be out the door. We mentioned that a little bit in a previous episode where I say 10 ways to look put together in 10 minutes. It really does make you look more put together because at the end of the day, you've had time to think out your outfit rather than just winging it. I also use a capsule wardrobe, which makes things easier as well because almost everything in my wardrobe mixes and matches with each other. And so I know that I can wear my black dress slacks with my cream top and then later in the week pair them with a cute shell and a blazer. Super simple, makes it easy, and it makes the rest of my week so much more productive because I don't have to spend the time worrying about what to wear. Now, this next one was a struggle for me to start doing, but when I did it, it really made all the difference. On Sundays, I clean out my purse. So I've easily gone weeks carrying around a purse full of junk, like old receipts, too many lipsticks, snack bags, children toys. You know what's in your purse lurking at the bottom. It weighs your purse down. It kills your shoulders, but it also makes it next to impossible for me to find anything in my bag when I need it. So I hate being that mom holding up the line when I have to sift through all the junk in my purse to find my wallet. So I take these few extra minutes, clear out everything I don't need, categorize or catalog any receipts that I have, and restock my purse with just the essentials. Now, here's one of the ones close to doing the dishes that I don't like, but doing it every week has made the task much easier. I clean out my fridge and prep the trash. So I don't do a full cleaning every week, but I check for items that are old or expired. I get rid of those. I make sure I put a date on any meals I've prepped so I know when to throw them out or eat them before they go bad. And then I wash any old containers to get ready for the upcoming week's meal prep. After that, I go ahead and take that trash out to the trash bin outside so it's already out for trash day. And this just makes life so much easier in the kitchen because I'm not going through old stuff. I'm making sure I am eating the things that need to be eaten before the date expires because that's one of the worst things, right? You don't remember how old something is and you throw away something because you just can't remember whether it's still good or not. And the sniff test never works for me. One, I don't want to be the one to sniff it. And two, like, if I have to sniff it, I'm throwing it in the trash. So I would rather just have the date on there and know, okay, good, I can still eat this for lunch. Speaking of lunch, we're going to prep our meals and go grocery shopping. Now, we've talked about this already in How to Save Money in 2019. And we're going to talk about this some more because we're coming up on my next series, which will be all about saving money, about finding ways to make your finances work for you. And this seems to be the biggest struggle. It's the biggest struggle for me. It's the biggest struggle for so many other people I've spoken with. And it's the meal prep and grocery shopping. So while I'm in the kitchen, cleaning out the fridge, prepping the trash, I'm thinking about what I already have in my cabinets and in my fridge for meals for the upcoming week. And then I plan my grocery list around that because that way I won't spend extra money on things that I may already have. And I'll make sure I stay on task with what needs to be bought. Because if I go in the grocery store without a list, it's a free-for-all and I'm guaranteed to spend way more money than I really needed to. So stay tuned because we're going to talk a whole lot more about grocery shopping, meal planning, and how saving money on your grocery bill can make all the difference in saving money in the rest of your household. So the next task on my checklist is a 20-minute cleanup. I spend so many days looking at piles of junk, right? Because I say, oh my goodness, at some point I have to tackle all of that. And I get so overwhelmed that I just say, well, I can't think about this right now. Think about it tomorrow. And it never gets done, right? But if I do it in 20-minute increments and really set the timer, or I set a playlist with about 20 minutes worth of music and I put the playlist on, and when the playlist is up, that's all I had to do for that moment. It really makes all the difference, and it motivates me to do another 20 minutes. If I were to go in and say I have to clean the whole room, it would be overwhelming. I wouldn't even get started. But if I say, okay, I'm only dedicating 20 minutes right now to cleaning as much as I can, straightening up, putting things away, then after that 20 minutes, I get to watch an episode of a show on Netflix or go check my Instagram. If I give myself those incentives, I'm much more likely to get it all done. But the one thing in that 20 minutes that I do need to make sure is that, if nothing else, everything that I need for Monday morning is in its designated place. My purse and my keys are by the door. My son's backpack and his uniform are hung up. Our shoes are in the right place. All of those things need to be done in that 20 minutes so that I know when I wake up tomorrow, I'm not running around the house looking for my keys. But I save my major cleaning for a weekly cleaning schedule. And similar to the 20-minute countdown, every day is something different in the house. So Mondays are bathrooms, Tuesday is the basement, things like that, so that I know I'm not going to feel overwhelmed by my cleaning. And once you get on that schedule, it gets so easy because you don't have to worry about doing a deep clean of the whole house. You're only doing spot checks because you've done a lot of the work throughout the week. The next task on my checklist is review your budget. So this is a difficult one, but every Sunday I sit down and review the family budget to make sure we're on track for the month. I pay any upcoming bills, schedule out any new bills that have due dates, and I check how much money is left in each budget line item and adjust my spending accordingly. It's great to check in, especially when you get toward the end of the month and you want to make sure that you're not overspending on any budget items or any adjustments need to be made. And this is another task that once you get in the habit of doing it, it makes it so much easier for the rest of the week. After that, I get into some of the relaxation parts of my checklist. I read for 30 minutes. And I could really spend my whole day reading because I love to read. If you gave me the chance, I would sit with a book and read all day long. But then, of course, I would never get any of this other stuff done that's on my checklist, right? So I tend to favor romantic fiction, other things. I'm currently rereading The Children of Blood and Bone. If you've read that, hit me up so we can talk about it, because not too many people I know have read it yet. And it's been out for almost a year. The second book comes out this summer, so that's why I'm rereading it to get ready for the next book. So if you've read that, side note, come hit me up. We can have a whole conversation. I love that book. Anyway, but for my 30-minute time slot, I like to focus on personal development. And I read books or articles to work on advancing a skill or making myself better, self-improvement. I try to be intentional with this 30 minutes of reading so that I learn something new, or I gather a new concept, or I'm more motivated to get things done. In this week's readings for 30 minutes, I'm reading the book Replenish: Experience Radiant Calm and True Vitality in Your Everyday Life, by Lisa Grace Byrne. So if you're interested in getting this book, I actually have a link that will be in the show notes for a huge productivity bundle that is fantastic for all of these things that we're talking about when it comes to productivity. There are about 46 different courses, ebooks, list management systems in this bundle. And one of them is the book that I'm reading now, which is Replenish. So if you're interested in any of that, check out the show notes and go to the link called The Ultimate Productivity Bundle. Next on my list is set my alarm. So I use my phone for just about everything. So I make sure to set out my alarm to get up in the morning. But I also use my Google Home Hub, which I got for Christmas. It's incredible. I talk to Google every morning. And it's not just to say, Google, silence my alarm. I really do. She really does help me out with my calendar, with letting me know what tasks are upcoming. And she wakes me up in the morning. So I say, hey, Google, wake me up at 5:30. That's my morning alarm. Makes it really easy. Then you know what you need to do. And then last but not least, I write out my to-do list for the rest of the week. It makes it really easy to get it out of my head and onto paper. Then I'm not worried about it or thinking about it for the rest of the night. It's totally a relaxing thing for me. I write out everything I can think of I may need to get done in that upcoming week and a few things that maybe need to get done for the rest of the month. But then I just put a little note by it about when it needs to be done. So once it's all out on paper, it's out of my head, I can relax and I can chill out. So those are the tasks that are on my Sunday checklist. I've been using this for, I'll say, about a month and a half now, and it's really made the difference in how I jump out of bed and get ready for Monday. I don't dread it nearly as much. I feel really empowered on Sunday evenings to take on the week as opposed to dreading the Sunday evening into Monday morning slump. And so it really has changed my outlook on how I tackle a new week. I would love to hear all about how you use your Sundays to better the rest of your week. Please hit me up. You can find me on Instagram at Steph Thorne Blog. You can find me on Twitter at Steph Thorne Blog, or you can tweet to the podcast account, which is twitter.com/busybeauty. And let me know. Let me know what you do on Sundays. Let me know what you do throughout the week that keeps you on track and productive. All right, lovely. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Check out busymombeauty.com to get the show notes and get some of the links that I mentioned. Also, if you have any great ideas about beauty, self-care, mom life, and organization, I would love to welcome you to join the Busy Mom Beauty Facebook community. You can find the link to the group on busymombeauty.com in any of the show notes. And I would love to have you come in and share your ideas with other amazing busy moms. Thank you for listening to Busy Mom Beauty. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing so you won't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring Busy Mom Beauty to life every week. Thanks, lovely, and I'll see you on the next episode.